Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Crossland, Corsa and Mokka. Three good reasons to visit the Opel Open Road event.
Now, we're joined by Evelyn Cusack, and we were going to talk about this storm Barra, which is on the way. Evelyn, of course, head of forecasting at Met Éireann. Good morning to you, Evelyn.
Hi, Claire. Sorry I missed you earlier.
Don't worry at all. Listen, I know you're very busy. What do you know so far about this approaching storm, Evelyn?
Well, we're fairly confident that it's going to be a significant event. So we'd ask people to be very careful tomorrow and take preventative action today. Tie everything down, take in furniture, etc., etc. But the storm is likely to hit the west coast just before, say, 4 or 5 a.m., certainly before dawn, and quickly extend across the country tomorrow morning. So tomorrow morning will be a very bad morning everywhere, and in fact, very strong gale force, storm force, southeasterly winds. So accompanied by driving rain and also snow. It could be quite blizzardy for a few hours, in fact, over Donegal, Sligo and the northwest. That snow will turn back to rain. So then we'll have a very bad morning tomorrow morning. And then the storm centre will make landfall. Now, in fact, that will bring a reduction in winds in places, particularly we think it's going to track over the northwest. So that brings the strongest, the stormiest winds on its southern flank. So that's in over, say, parts of Galway, perhaps Clare, Limerick, Kerry, Tipperary and Cork. And I think we are going to upgrade the Kerry orange warning to red in the next hour.
Okay.
Claire. Yeah, go ahead.
What does that mean then if you're going from orange to red for Kerry?
Well, look, really, orange is a very high level, even yellow. The fact is there's a storm crossing Ireland, so it's going to be a very poor day tomorrow, quite dangerous conditions driving, and also tomorrow night and through Wednesday, certainly up to midday Wednesday. So what it means is that there is a danger to life. There's a risk of flooding, very heavy rains, 50 up to 70 millimetres. As I mentioned, there'll be some snow. It also is coinciding with high tides. Now, depending on the wind direction, as the storm moves in, it'll go southeasterly, then southerly, then westerly, then northwesterly. So that's why we had our meeting with the National Directorate and the local authorities yesterday at 10, and we had another one this morning, and we're meeting again, and Minister O'Brien is joining us at 2:30 this afternoon. So the local authorities and the emergency services are in making high preparation at the moment for a significant and severe weather event that we do expect, starting before dawn tomorrow and ending, say, Wednesday afternoon, Claire.
And when you explained to us what may happen when landfall occurs, what time are you expecting to see that? We heard mention of 6 a.m. previously.
So it's the storm would start making itself felt as about 4 a.m. on the west coast and then throughout the country tomorrow morning. So in a sense, it doesn't really matter when the low actually hits the land. It's the very severe conditions. So they'll be all through tomorrow morning from dawn tomorrow morning. And up until, as I said, up to about noon on Wednesday, really, it'll be a fairly long event. Variable from time to time, as I said, the wind direction changing southeasterly, southerly, westerly, northwesterly, bringing with it spells of heavy rain. And then there's also high tides. And obviously the high tides vary from place to place around the coast. So with low pressure, that tends to raise that's called storm surge. So there's some multiple hazards that the emergency services are preparing for.
Okay, and we'll wait to hear more a little later on. Evelyn, thank you very much indeed for that update.
Thank you.
That's Evelyn Cusack there from Met Éireann. We'll take a break.